loads of fun by just being, you know, just chilling.
Yeah.
Loads and loads of fun. Mm. Getting off news. And I recommend for people, I was telling Kofi Bartels that you must always go on a holiday.
Mm.
It helps, you know.
Yes, it does. It helps. Certainly.
Once in a while, I stream to Twitter and then go back and just sit back and do nothing.
Yeah. It's good to have you back. I'm sure quite a number of people are excited already. They've been asking about you, asking. Look,
it's this,
and you only spent 2 weeks, and it looked like two years.
Well,
it felt like 2 years.
I wish I could spend longer.
No way.
If I'm trying to see, well, rather than go quarterly, maybe I should just go one stretch, 5 weeks.
No, let's not do that.
Can I see?
Mm-mm. That's a long time to be away.
Well. You have to learn. You have to. I'm one of those who believe that nobody's indispensable.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, just one day I'll be gone anyway. So.
Yeah. One day that's very far away. Well, everybody will be gone someday.
I joked. Now these are my morbid jokes. I know some people don't like it, but my attitude to death is that it's not such a bad thing. You know, one day I joked that this is a nice time to die. Because if you look at what is coming ahead of you, it doesn't look too good.
Mm.
Sheriff, it doesn't look too good at all. Some people will be asking themselves, is it worth living with what we are about to face? And the attitude that we have towards it.
Yeah.
You still find that people are, you know, people are lamenting and whatever, but they don't see the need to do something about it. You just lament and lament. With every passing day, it gets worse. Sheriff, with every passing day, it gets much more worse. And we are sitting back and doing nothing. You know, so at some point you ask yourself, look at, for example, bad as corruption is in this country, there are some conscientious people who want to live on their daily pay. How can anybody live on 30,000 naira a month? Excuse me. Even a house help in a house where you feed and house can't live on 30,000 naira a month. And our leaders are gallivanting, you know, our people too. They just make some meek noise and so on and so forth. And we are not ready to face what the real issue is. We are not. The level of incompetence, in the leadership is appalling. When people say, Ebin Kwawa, we are hungry, they take it literally. Okay, let's go to the store and bring out all the silos. And there's no scarcity of food. There's scarcity of money. The issue is not food. There's I don't want to use the word agbado. There's rice, there's beans and everything. But there's no money to buy it. If you have a conscientious human being with his current take-home pay, his take-home pay doesn't even take him to his balcony. Talk less of walking to the bus stop. Look at now, families are split down the line. Because the poorer you are, the farther you live. Okay, so if you are living in near what's this Redeem Place, Redeem City, and you work on the island, so Monday to Friday the husband is here, sleeping in the office, sleeping in the corridor. The wife too is in another place, the same thing. Is that how you are going to live the rest of your life? Oh yeah. I've come back again. I don't know.
Let's start with our first story. Well, this story is from the Punch newspaper, page 2. Labour mobilizes for protest. Tanker drivers strike triggers fuel queues.
Labour again have put. They're going to put their foot in their mouth. But the danger with this particular one, the protest at this particular time, is there's a 70% chance that it could be hijacked by angry people. There is a 70% chance. Labour might not even need to mobilize people for this one, because the people's backs are now against the wall, and it could be a very dangerous. It could be a very, very dangerous activity to embark on now. But Labour must do it. Much as this strike issue has been abused for. But if you follow the social media and you see the various things that are coming up, people are ready now to let their voices be heard. So this particular one, this Labour will just provide the platform for people to go out and vent in the markets everywhere. I saw videos of women who have gone. That's, by the way, that's a curse in Africa. Mm. For you to see the nakedness of a woman in public is a curse. Go and ask those who are living. Most of them, they're all in the cemetery, but go and ask them. That's how they got rid of, I think it was Obademola.
Also led by Mrs. Fumilayo Ransokuti.
In any culture, it's not wrong. So this one that Labour is planning, will, if care is not taken, will be hijacked from Labour. Yes. We had people's backs are against the wall, and unfortunately, I mean, talk of sensitivities. In the midst of all this, you have a president who appoints his son-in-law, gives him a public appointment at a time when everything is tense. Do our leaders think? Do they care? The attitude I got from that appointment is that you can go to hell, it is my time. That's the attitude I got. Anybody who manages sensitive situations would know that it was the wrongest time entirely. At a time when nepotism is one of the issues. And then you go and appoint your... I saw some gentleman, one APC man on a rise. I saw the clips on a rise. He was howling and he was with them on the rise team. He was trying to bully them. He couldn't make a point, made a complete nuisance of himself. And it got so bad that he said that, one of the reasons why the president is competent, see the way he handled his son who attended the Federal Executive Council, excuse me. Is there on video? Excuse me. He was reacting to the professors. There's a professor who had an interview the day before who made much more sense than he did. Our leadership is in array. It's scattered. You don't see a central thinking. You don't. These little things are the things that show you that we are not headed in any sensible direction. So I don't know how the authorities will handle this. The story says that Labour has started, mobilizing its members for a nationwide protest, slated for 27 and 28. This frightens me, but it appears inevitable. I hope Labour will not do us in this time around. I hope they will not cry, they will not huff and puff and not bring, this protest must happen, I believe. People need to be able to vent themselves. At the very least. At the very least. For me, I have my own opinion about how to solve the crisis. And there's an immediate thing that needs to be done. But I'll keep that to myself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
No, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. I could. It's obvious that this leadership doesn't have the capacity to run the country. There are provisions. The provisions that are there. It's just common. If you try, look at what happened in the UK when Truss became the prime minister. She was gone in 3 months. You're not going to put the life of 200 million people in jeopardy because you probably don't want to embarrass one man. But no, this what we have now is something that is of great concern. It is obvious to me that there is a lack of capacity. This is not politics. He doesn't like him. I don't care. That's not the issue. And there are little signs that tell you that. What is our leadership doing? Still struggling for recognition abroad. Every time our president goes for one conference or the other, he's always taking photographs on the sideline. We're still endorsing, looking for. The major issues are not being, they're not being handled. They're not being, for example, when people said Ebin Kpawa, we said that, we're hungry. It's just a literal manner. Like I said, it's not that there's lack of food. There's no lack of food. Then you go and open up the silos to bring more food and so on. So there's no scarcity of food. And that's why last week or so, in my holiday, I tweeted a Bob Marley song called Natural Mystic. I'd like you to go and listen to it. Natural Mystic. There is something that bothers me that appears to be in the making in this country, but we'll see how it goes.
Right.
Now, if you are a perceptive person, sit back and take time. You can feel it. For as long as we have this leadership, we are not going anywhere. I'm sorry. That's my belief. That is my belief. And I have no apologies to make for it. I have no apologies. If you have a man who is going to, like I say, who's going to Benin City, and he's using the Google Maps tells him to go to Republic of Benin.
That's where he will land.
That's where he will land.
He doesn't know his way.
He doesn't know his way. And there's no point trying to be polite about it.
Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper, page 9. Hardship. PDP slams APC, insists Tinubu lacks capacity. You just mentioned.
I just mentioned it. He doesn't have it. That's my belief. He doesn't have it. There's no point being polite about. That is one thing we need, a culture we need to imbibe in this country. It's not about whether he's your countryman or he's whatever. It's about the future of over 200 million people. And then people too should. I like the example I made of what happened. That lady spent, I think, just about 3 months. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Just about 3 months. And mm-hmm. It was clear she couldn't do it. And there was a nice thing. She two stepped aside and smelled about it. And everybody went on. So the PDP, look at my cousin here. This is the most visible chief of staff I've ever seen. Whether he's competing with the president, I honestly don't know. A chief of staff is never seen. Even when Buhari had Kyari that was visible in the media, he wasn't visible, you know, physically. This is part of the problem, and we should tell him the truth. But if he can't, I always believed that that was the job of a technocrat. If your chief of staff is busy gallivanting, the coming to Lagos doing this and that, the work is not going to get done properly. We must begin to tell ourselves some truths. Everywhere the president goes, you know, I'm glad that the National Security Advisor has taken a step back. He took the advice in good faith. But you should do the same. You can't be a politician and be a chief of staff in reality, because it doesn't add up. We need somebody who will concentrate on the grind. A chief of staff never has a life. You don't see him. He should always be busy. Do you know what the president's in-trade looks like to get the job done? But that is part of the competence that we are talking about. We must tell ourselves some home truths. So the PDP says that the PDP has taken a swipe at APC and federal government for attacking governors elected. That is the politics that they are doing. Okay? But I join them in saying that Tinubu lacks the capacity to run this country. He's just a brilliant person who there are people like that. I can't run this country, for example. Some people say, oh, he's brilliant, they can do this, he'll run for president. No. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have what it takes to go to the grind and move. The politics of today demands that a leader should be well-exposed, calm, and be capable. If you can't give a multinational to somebody to run, you have no business giving him a whole country. That's why we are where we are. Leadership has changed from the good old political, when we had a grade two teacher who was bred, of course, he ran the country aground. And even if you are that kind of, how could you have a man who is more involved in politics and then his chief of staff is also the same? Same of same. If he wanted the technocrats that, you know, he easily could have picked. So they stay back and get the work done. The so-called success that they talk about in Lagos, how did it come about? Those who know who did the job. Yes, and I remember sitting with a governor who said that was the best template ever, that anybody, let the governor be doing the politics, but have somebody back home who is holding the home front. And of course, you know what I'm talking about. That I think it was quite evident to everybody. So there's infighting. Of course, there's a lot of politics going on. The PDP in a statement noted that Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his APC must take responsibility for plunging Nigerians into excruciating suffering as a result of their policy choices. This idea of also referring to 8 years, because this gentleman who came yesterday, he was so badly behaved. He's one of the spokesperson of the APC, calling the people you are dealing with my daughters, my sons, you know, throwing tantrums everywhere. He was so bad. I was so embarrassed for him. A lawyer, you know, he says he's a lawyer or something. He's a spokesperson for the party, you know. So badly behaved. And the PPTP says that our party restates his position that the APC and the team are responsible for the current biting hardship. He was trying to talk about the 8 years of Buhari. Is it not the same APC government?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same APC government. And like the professor said, you said that Emilokan and you wanted to fix it. Is this how you are fixing it? The honest to God truth is that the genesis of this current crisis that we are in is from that reckless statement that was made on May 29. That subsidy is over. You could still have removed the subsidy in a more genteel way. Do you understand? Mm. In a more reasonable and you know, there's so you could still have done the same thing. You don't run the government off the cuff as if you wake up from a beer parlor, go take a leak in the toilet, come back to the table and say, gentlemen, this, you don't run governments like that. So they will take responsibility and stop referring to Buhari and leave the man in his retirement. You already knew what Buhari was up to when the elections were going on. And if you couldn't come with the formula, there's no point coming to blame. Buhari will blame, he blamed whoever it is, Jonathan. Jonathan will blame. No, we've had enough of that. We don't want a history class. We want something that tells us which way we are going. And the PDP says that our party counsels Tinubu and the APC to face their self-inflicted woes and hit the patriotic call of PDP governors who are providing, that is all, a lot of PDP governors are not any different from, they're all the same of same. All said and done, our politics is in a very risky place. And let all of us put the nation first in our thinking.
Right, we're going to stay with the Vanguard newspaper because it's every day we get this sort of news in the papers lately. Hardship, we're hungry, we're weak, but our protesters tell Tinubu.
Well, this story should have been in the very first story that I said. And like I said, this protest of the NLC, the government should brace itself up to tell them the truth. They should brace themselves up. You'll be lucky if you don't have members of the armed forces themselves joining. I saw a video that was extremely embarrassing. This gentleman is supposed to be a soldier. I'm using those words because I couldn't verify. He's in the war front somewhere in Maiduguri. This man is paid 50K a month. Okay? Soldier wants to go on leave. Guess what? When he got to the motor park, he found that the money he had on him couldn't even take him back home and come back. He went back to the war front. That's the kind of crisis we're living, we have. He went back to continue fighting. Why don't you have a provision, for example, that says that when you are going on leave, you are given a package? There are things that you can do, you know, in the immediate to handle such issues. Okay? When you are going back, this is a man who put his life on the line, for God's sake. Surely you must make provisions for him to go and see his family. Have a ready package that you know will take him there and back and so on and so forth. No. So he said he went back and continued fighting. The video went viral. It went viral. So one has to be careful that you don't find the people who you hope will be defending or will be defending quote and unquote the nation to solve that you don't have, because it's happened in other countries. And nobody should think that things that happen all over the world cannot happen in Nigeria. That would be wishful thinking. So the government really and truly should brace up, and I hope that Labour, having huffed and puffed, will not now beat a hasty retreat to say that something has happened. The Labour too should get a bit more serious. The other day, Ajero said that they wanted a minimum wage of 1 million naira. I mean, who says that? This is not a joke. This is not a joke. What we have is not a joke. Go and do your homework and see how you can get a livable minimum wage and stop joking and farting around. I said, we're going to get one. What is wrong with us? I don't understand. I don't get it. It's not a joke. I saw the thing, 1 billion naira. I just went back to bed. Look at the story you have in Ibadan. Hardship. Schools, banks, they shut down yesterday because of the protest. Mm. Sanitary pad now cost 4,000. Protest, a woman who identified herself as Mobolaji Inaoloji said, we want to tell our leaders that things are not right. They should make things easier for us. We are not here to cause violence. Things are too costly. There's a protest, I think it's in Ibadan today. They've said to themselves, no violence, no abusive words, no alcohol, no smoking, nothing. We just want to go and protest to our governor. Mm. And that's legitimate. But you know, and the story here says that the protest was peaceful. Okay? The protest was peaceful. There was one video that I saw of some market women. So they asked this very frail old woman. And they, of course, they had to ask her in Yoruba. You know what she said?
What did she say?
I'm a nonny. I'm a nonny.
An old woman.
An old woman.
Where is it?
I'm a nonny. and the insensitivity of what appears to be the insensitivity of the government. The government is arrogant. The government, if you saw the gentleman who I said was on Arise TV, I've forgotten his name, remember somewhere, he was completely arrogant. He was flirting, he was looking all over, he couldn't sit down and say anything. He was uncomfortable. But he let out arrogance. We are ready. Now the politicians are doing something now. They want to make it look as if it's a North-South issue. We are hungry all over the country. Mm. Okay, they want to bring in politics and pitch us against each other. Mm. Divide and rule. It's not going to work. People are generally hungry. It's not going to work. And he said somebody was gaslighting. The APC itself has already gaslit. They've gaslitting the whole country itself as we speak. Hunger is the easiest way to gaslight anybody. When you wake up in the morning and you have absolutely nowhere to earn a day's pay or get a meal.
Right.
Okay, so you wanted to give me this.
Yes, let's go take a look at the metro page of the Punch.
This, talking of hunger, a lion in the University of Ife killed one of the workers.
Yeah, I saw that story this morning. He said he's been taking care of the lion for about 9 years, I think.
An animal is an animal.
The lion was a baby.
Forget what you see, you know, in the TikToks and whatever, people playing with lions. You don't play with a lion. You keep him at bay. When you want to move near him, you shoot him, he sleeps, then you do what you need to do. Because an animal can trip. Just like every other person, the human being, he can trip. I feel so sorry. Of course, they put the lion to sleep now. They put the lion to sleep. FCTA seals orphanage over alleged trafficking of 23 children. Slain DPO, Rivers Police confirm killing of prime suspect. Panic as suspected land grabbers invade Lagos community. Very desperate people. Everybody is looking for a fast buck. Police begin probe as hoodlums invade Kano hostels. What else is there? Lagos lifts ban on transport union and dissolves park committee. The Lagos State government has lifted the ban on activities of RTAN in Lagos. The special advisor to the governor on Trump said in a statement on Monday. And also, it says, in furtherance of the state's quest to foster peace, they've finally managed to move this gentleman aside. What do you call himself? Is he Wasi or what's his name now? MC
alone.
They say he should go.
I think he's a national now.
Well, there's no national.
He's in the federal now.
There is no federal. You see, it's the politics we play, for example, in newspaper. If you have an editor, and this is a big joke, if you have an editor and you want to move him, you say, okay, the publisher will come out and now I want to announce some new promotion. Jimmy Disu is the editor of the, of, let's say, of the Punch, has now been made the managing editor. He's a liar. He has no job to do. He's a they moved the guy. It was a masterstroke. They moved the guy out of the way because he turned the whole thing into a cult following. It turned out that even his own members were complaining that he was not, quote and unquote, carrying them along. So they managed to move him aside. Now he's floating at sea. Is there any... If he knows that he's national, let him go to Abaka Liki and say that he's national. Government. Government. They moved him aside. So because they've dissolved the Parks and Garages Administrators Committee, which was set up to, you know that committee?
Yes. Which he was leading at the time.
They've dissolved it.
Yeah, it's been dissolved now.
But this is the time for the government to take this opportunity, drag his successor in and say, let us manage this process better. Instead of having these boys running all over town, you can't continue like this. You can't. So Lagos State, use this opportunity and let's have something that looks civil and pleasing to the eye. Unfortunately, with the level of poverty now, it's going to be a very difficult task. And guess what? It's going to become more and more dangerous for the people. These people, if care is not taken, will start robbing people in traffic. Getting very, very desperate. And it's a racket. Apparently, it's a racket that goes round. I hear that even up to traditional rulers also get a piece of the pie. And that's why there's a kind of, at that level, there's a piece of, otherwise, our traditional rulers should be complaining on our behalf. Yes. But that, by the way, we don't even know the number of traditional rulers that we have. But I was happy to hear that the one that did a garland of notes for Wasil, you know, that he was suspended.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was suspended. I'm glad. We need to control that area, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, Lagos plans 4 billion pension payments in March, and Lagos dislodges miscreants on Oshodi bridges. My very good and sweet Aburo Tugubo Wahab, he's doing his best. In between, he has to play the politics of giving the governor the credit, but he is the one who is spearheading it, and so be it. If we call on him later now with a bigger responsibility, I don't think he should say no.
I don't think so too. Are you calling?
No, I'm not calling. I said if. I like the sheriff.
Yeah.
I like people who are intelligent and get the job done. That is why forever I will always be a hero of Fashola. If people who don't like it can go on to say, yeah, he goes again. When I see people who get, look at that Ijorana was cleared in one day. And now there's peace in the environment. He himself admitted on radio here, when we called him, that they were surprised at what they found there. There was a mini refinery. There were all kinds of things under the bridge. So we encourage him to keep going. I hope he doesn't run into political trouble because, you know, all these, they are party people. People were invisible, don't see.
We have to go now.
Yes. So soon.
Yes, we have to go.
Nine o'clock. Pastor Adeboye said that our problem in Nigeria is spiritual. I don't believe so. So there will be open mic for you to go. I don't believe it's... What our religious leaders should be doing, if they can't on our behalf tell the those who are ruling the land about what is going on in those days when you say, thus says the Lord, and if they can't do that, then they should just stay in peace, keep to their churches and drink their tea.
All right.
So at 9 o'clock.
Yes. We have to go. Lagos is back to Kofi Bartels of the Morning Crossfire. Please stay here.
It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.